B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Dating got a little more challenging for people using filters and get paid for watching scary movies. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, we know one person who does not want J-Lo to win an Oscar for her Hustlers role.
Leroy has your sports.
If he can walk on water and turn water into wine, then surely Tom Brady can get over an injury, right?
But first, testing has confirmed the 9th human case of Triple E. The latest case is a man in his 70s from Essex County. There are now 35 communities at critical risk, 40 at high risk, and 128 with moderate risk for the Triple E virus in Massachusetts. State officials are reminding people throughout the state to take precautions to prevent mosquito bites. Well, if you use filters on your dating app pictures, you may have a problem.
Melissa.
So,
hey.
Plenty of Fish says that they want to provide a more open and honest experience for users. Yeah. So they are banning the use of all filtered photos on profiles.
Wow.
Now, one of the main filters that they're targeting are the ones that are used on Snapchat, like the dog and all of that stuff with the, you know, flowers and all that stuff.
I know it well.
But they're about to start looking at the 70 million images on their platform by removing any image that they consider overly filtered. And they're doing this because I guess there was a survey saying that, you know, people wanted a more authentic dating experience.
Oh, like really? This one?
Apps.
Like this one?
Yes.
Like,
you're about to be banned.
So, like wow. That one?
So they want a more authentic date. Okay, well, in that case, you're going to have to go into the bios and change all the lies that people write about themselves. Come on,
Romero,
man.
They're not lies. They're called embellishments.
Right.
There's a difference.
Right.
Just like the filters.
That's right.
And you like scary movies? Well, here's how you can watch some and get paid at the same time. So the Dish Network is going to pay someone to watch 13 Stephen King movies, and you'll get $1,300 for it. So the movies include The Shining, Misery, Carrie, It, and Pet Sematary. The catch is, though, you have to monitor your heart rate, how many times something makes you jump, how you felt after watching the movies, and how well you slept.
Too much work.
And if you want, hey, for $1,300, that's not bad. You can apply at usdish.com until October 15th. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
It's 2019, and the Taylor Swift-Kanye West feud has not gone away. In an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, Taylor talked about Kanye. But what's funny is that she refuses to mention him by name. She just keeps saying, he did this, he did that.
Oh, geez.
She says, after the infamous VMA incident in 2009, Taylor desperately wanted Kanye's approval and to move on. So when he asked her to present the Vanguard Award to him at the VMAs in 2015, she said yes. But after going on stage and yelling out how MTV was using his footage to get them more ratings, she got pissed.
And look at that. You know how many times MTV ran that footage again? Because it got them more ratings. You know how many times they announced Taylor was going to give me the award? Because it got them more ratings.
He asked her to present the award to him. So she said at that point, she knew Kanye was two-faced and she was over it. He got her a bouquet of flowers the next day to apologize and said that she just... At that point, she knew he wanted to be nice to her behind the scenes, but up in front of people, he wanted to keep things going. And right. At that point, she's like, I'm done with our friendship. She's over it now. She has no interest in reconciling and wants to promote her new album, and that's it.
I guess when the celebrity's like, they're doing this just for ratings. No kidding!
Right.
Why else would they
right.
do it? They do it so they get more people to watch. Otherwise, why would they even have the award show in the first place?
Right. Quick update. I told you guys yesterday how the woman in Kevin Hart's sex tape was suing him for $60 million, saying that he planned the whole thing and was doing it for publicity. Well, no surprise. Kevin Hart is denying, once again, he had anything to do with the leaked sex tape, saying the allegation is ridiculous and wrong and that his career was already huge in 2017, so why would he need a sex tape to make it even better? So he's denying that. And the woman who J-Lo's character was based on in the movie Hustlers is pissed. Her name is Samantha Barbash. I hope I'm saying that right. I love that name. She says that she was contacted by producers of the movie Hustlers, but the offer she was given to sign off her rights to the movie was insulting, and that J-Lo didn't even reach out to her before filming.
They pretty much basically stole my story. I wouldn't sign my rights away. J-Lo doesn't work for free. Why would I? If you're portraying my part, me, the ringleader, how she's been on every show saying that, then you should have actually met the person that you're portraying. She studied my mannerism. My mannerism wasn't like the way she played.
She's pissed.
Nobody knows who you are. It'd be like one thing if you were like this big world famous stripper that everybody knew your mannerisms.
What's funny too is that she says the whole movie was kind of sold on the fact that J-Lo's on the pole and like, look how hot she is. She said she's never used a pole, not one time, when she's danced.
Yeah, but nobody cares. Nobody
cares. Just want to see J-Lo.
That's her point, though. That was her point. She's like, they're not selling my story or the story behind, like, Hustlers. They're selling, hey, let's watch J-Lo on a stripper pole.
Correct.
Which, right.
And the only person that cares about your story in Hustlers is you, Samantha Barbash. Everyone else is like, J-Lo as a stripper?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Here's Leroy with sports.
I'm sorry. But you know it's sad when the highlight of the Sox game was when Red Sox legend and Baseball Hall of Famer Yaz threw out the first pitch. That's pathetic. As far as the game, the Sox
are the Red Sox still playing?
Yes, they are, and they got dealt with and lost to the Giants 11-3. People will do anything for clout. That's facts. And Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has no problem exposing him. All right, so the doctor who is suing AB for thousands in unpaid bills and for farting in his face supposedly thought it was funny last year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do we know this? Because Antonio Brown posted their text messages on his Instagram story. In them, AB apologizes to the doc, and the doc is laughing about it. Brown also wrote on the post, "What a year difference." And Lord have mercy, Patriot Nation, we stay doing the absolute most. Lord Tom Brady showed up on the injury list yesterday and was limited at practice due to a calf injury, and folks started losing their damn minds, all right? Everyone needs to just calm down. It's considered minor. Everyone's acting like they just didn't see him at the TB12 Center on Boylston Street Tuesday open. He'll be fine. There's no way he's going to miss the Jets game Sunday. So please, just relax.
Just a cramp. Have a couple bananas.
Sox Giants will finish out their series today. First pitch at 1:05, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. 5-year-old Elijah Perman is obsessed with the Pixar movie Up. I love that movie. So much so that when his mother, Rachel, who's a photographer, offered to do a photo shoot for his birthday, he immediately knew he wanted to do an Up theme shoot. So he dressed up as the Boy Scout character Russell, and then he got his great grandparents to dress up like the old couple Carl and Ellie. It is the cutest picture. It's on the Get Up Crew Facebook
page. I'm sure it was hard to get an old person to dress like an old person.
Oh my gosh. No.
Grandma, can you stand in front of this camera, basically?
Go look at the picture, seriously.
It is cute.
The photo shoot, though, wasn't just to celebrate Elijah's birthday. Mom Rachel said she was inspired to do it to celebrate being cancer-free, because shortly after Elijah and his twin sister were born, she was diagnosed with cancer and wasn't sure that she would be alive to celebrate their birthdays in the future. That's your good news. And this report, made hot by Dedham Savings Bank, more than 180 years of looking forward to every single day.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.